loving this setup. I don't know who set up these chairs, but this is just right, an amazing power play that I'm really enjoying.
I mean, the problem with the
order here,
yeah, the problem with a 5-minute break is we all start talking, don't we? It's not a good idea. All right, well, we're back with you.
Sorry. Yeah. No, I'm actually not going to lower my chair on behalf of women everywhere.
No.
Sorry.
Right.
Is there Mr. Sofo?
Yes, Mr. Sofo.
Good morning, all. My name's John Sofo. My experience is noted in my evidence.
Some of your experience is noted in the evidence. I'm sure there's more than that.
Yes. A little bit more than that. And perhaps I'll just start by expanding on that a little bit. Just note for your background that I also am a member of the Ministry of Education's National Design Panel, so I get to see and have input into the design of pretty much every public school in the country. Mm-hmm. And I'll just speak a bit more to that experience in terms of what the nature of that primary school site might be like in the future and how that might affect the way that Woolworths land might be developed to the south. I'll just cover off a short summary of my evidence and then maybe speak to a couple of other issues that have been raised or some questions that have been covered so far this morning where that might be helpful.
Okay, good.
So I see the enablement of the local centre expansion to the west of Peacocks as a way to ensure that there will be an effective, vital and vibrant connection from the residential area right through to the proposed expanded local centre across Peacocks Road and the river. This idea of connection is to recognise, support and enable that connection of people from where they live to where they work, where they shop, where they learn and where they socialise in the local centre and beyond to the natural environment. I've covered what I see to be the architectural benefits of the inclusion of a Woolworths site in the local centre zone, and some of those benefits include far safer vehicle movements, a connection to the primary school and to the local centre to the east, an acknowledgement that the site is large enough for all of our practical needs. The site can be configured so that through site access, as indicated in the structure plan, could be achieved. And in my view, the supermarket and the school could provide a well-measured transition to the adjacent residential development. And the finer grain retail to the east could function more effectively without the need to cater for large truck movements and loading and the kinds of pragmatic needs generated by a supermarket. In my view, the Woolworths development on this site can meet all of the plan change design requirements. The Woolworths site can also meet all of Woolworths' operational requirements for the business. Parking that is visible from the roads, adequate customer parking, parking that is centred around the customer entry, the enablement of us to achieve the correct store proportions, loading opposite the customer entry and of adequate size and properly separated from customer vehicles, blazing to the public zones, can accommodate online operation and allows for possible future expansion if the need for an e-business is ever required. So I think it's just worth noting that when we look at bulk and location developments for supermarkets, they used to be a fairly static thing. The business didn't really change very much. What we've recognised in the last 5 years is that that's no longer the case. You'll all be aware that significant parts of both of the lead operators are moving to an online kind of an operation, and nobody really clearly knows what that will look like yet, but a key part of all of our bulk and location planning is to ensure that we allow for the provision of expansion of that part of the business. So that usually means a what we call a dark store, which might be connected to the supermarket, which has some machinery inside it. That is the methodology for delivering these online orders. So that generates a lot of extra truck movements, and it makes that separation of customer vehicle access from the commercial vehicle access even more important in the future. In my view, the Woolworths site can be well connected to the eastern side, to the local centre across Peacocks Road, and the architectural treatment of the Woolworths store can meet all of the design requirements of the local centre. I have looked at and reviewed, I think, all of the concept plans that have been put forward by Adair, and while some of the plans can meet some of the practical requirements of Woolworths, not all of them can achieve all of the, not any of them, sorry, can achieve all of the requirements. So mostly those constraints are around safe truck access. So for example, the kinds of things featured in those plans, the need to drive. Now we're talking in this case about, you know, 18 metre articulated trucks right through, you know, what appear to be from those plans fairly narrow, fine-grained retail type streets. Just not the kind of thing that we see safe or practical to achieve. Some of the options that show trucks through customer parking, even though that was the rototuner example, that is an incredibly unsafe thing to do, and it's not what the business would want to do in a brand new development if it had the option to avoid it. So these are the sorts of issues that become quite problematic and that are essential for us to design out in any bulk and location study for a new site. I wanted to perhaps quickly address some of the questions and discussion that's come before, and perhaps the first issue I'll just turn to is the question around the topography of our site. So the site looks fairly flat to the naked eye. I'll tell you that it's not, but it's certainly flatter than the local centre site. A big issue for us, obviously, when you have a supermarket that is 70 metres long and it's flat, it generates lots and lots of earthworks, and it's something that we want to avoid because we can't have supermarkets stepping down a hill. So I'm sure even our site, even though I have no kind of civil design works, even just eyeballing the site, will take some significant work to achieve minimum grade car parks, flat loading, and a flat supermarket of that dimension. I think they will be significantly more difficult constraints on the local centre site to the east of Peacocks Road. I wanted Mr. Wilson to perhaps shed a bit of light on what the nature of the supermarket site might be like. And even though we have no real plan at the moment, it's very likely that the site would be developed in such a way that car parking would face to the north, so it would be visible from Peacocks and from the secondary road, the east-west road. The store would sit to the rear of the site. We would take advantage of the southernmost road to separate all of our large truck and service vehicle movements from the domestic movements to the north. The supermarket would be orientated so the long dimension was east-west, and the front of the store facing north would be largely glazed so that you'd have that kind of visible connection between Peacocks, the entrance to the car park, and the front entrance to the store. So that's a key issue for us. If shoppers have got to drive around the back, it's very unlikely they're going to stop and use the supermarket unless they live very close by. So that visual connection between the street, the entry to the site, where you park the car, where the front door of the supermarket is kind of a key operational requirement. I've talked very briefly about the Adair plans, but I just wanted to perhaps articulate what I think could be the nature of the broader development with the school in that kind of northeastern quadrant. So more and more education by government is seen to be something that is integral to the operation of every community. So the idea that kids and parents can walk to and from schools is critically important. But if you think about the operation of a primary school, in this case it might be about 800 kids on that site in the medium term as the community grows. What normally happens in a site like that is all of the community connected facilities, so the hall, the library, any elements of the school that could be shared by community would tend to face frontage of the school. And the life of the school, if you could imagine it from morning to evening, would start about 7 in the morning. There'd be a Pilates class run by the local community in the hall. A whole bunch of people would come and park there. After that class, they'd wander across the road into the local centre and have a cup of coffee. They might actually pop in and do their supermarket shopping and then drive home. Be used by kids till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Parents would come and pick them up. They might actually use the supermarket car park because schools don't provide parking for parents. So if it's raining, instead of the kids walking home, normal practice in New Zealand is we love to go and pick up our kids in our car. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Now, that kind of cross-use is normal from a supermarket operator's perspective. That's what happens. And that's the kind of thing that's likely to happen in this case. You know, in the evening, those facilities, there'll be a council meeting in the library or a community meeting in that library. There'll be things happening. There'll be local sports teams practicing in the hall. They'll go across the road, the local centre, and have a beer at the pub at the end of that game and then go home or do their shop in the evening on the way. Have dinner. So that's, you know, I see that Woolworths site, apart from being able to achieve all of those functional, practical, operational requirements in a very safe and commercially viable way, also really completes that kind of quadrant of areas that could form that local centre in a kind of sensible way. That's probably a good place for me to stop.
Excellent. Thank you. No? Well, you got off scot-free.
Fantastic.
So well done. Yes.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, sir.
Dawn? Mr. McKenzie? Repeat customer?
Yes. Yes, no. He's pledged to say something different.
Better.
But my background and experience
is the same as this morning. Have you added this morning's experience to
this? This evening, sir, I'm going to be.
Right.
Yes. So my statement there is in full. As with the others, I have a few notes that I've made. That I'll use as a guide. I think many of the matters that have been talked about already, I will pick up from a transport point of view. And as I spoke to you this morning in my other role, I consider the Woolworths site to fit well within the anticipated transport network, anticipated for Plan Change 5. The network planned is readily capable of serving the anticipated transport and access needs of the supermarket and the local centre. And the specific positioning of the Woolworths land in this southwestern corner of this intersection between Peacocks and Whakaruru Road will lead to an efficient use of the network. Using a combination of local roads and the minor arterials. While I appreciate the comments made by Mr. Penny on behalf of Adair in his rebuttal statement regarding the planned local road on the eastern side of Peacocks Road, which I understand he referred to as Bridge Street, although it's not currently formed or located, along the southern side of that local zone on the eastern side, there is, in my opinion, a notable proportion of future customers to the indicative supermarket on the eastern side that would pass through that main signalised intersection and potentially also pass along Main Street, that section, the extension of the east-west arterial Whakaruru, east of the traffic lights. I consider the location of the intersection of the two minor arterials supported by traffic signal control and with dedicated pedestrian facilities across each arm of the intersection would be appropriate and consistent with the expectations of providing a safe and effective transport environment in this part of the land change land. Now, the minor arterial hierarchy classification afforded to both of these roads follows an expectation that they provide more of a movement function and a comparatively lesser place function. In my opinion, however, the positioning of the local centre zoning on either side of the minor arterial road, expected to operate at 50 kilometres per hour, and with a range of pedestrian and cyclist facilities, is consistent with what I understand to be a local centre from a transport and operations point of view. And in the plans that I've seen of the tender documentation for the delivery of the section of the East-West Road and the intersection, there is a combination of the signalised pedestrian crossing facilities through the lights. There are the bus hubs that Mr. Knott referred to, both to the north and south of the signals, and separated cycle lanes passing through the signalised intersection. So in that regard, we've got a planning and a delivery of an intersection which is quite amenable and is planned to be used by a range of transport modes, a range of users across all corners of this intersection. So in that regard, and I'll pick up on this point shortly, I don't see this as the barrier that other commentators have drawn it as being. So I've considered the transporter assessment and the benefits associated to the local centre of including the Woolworths land within the local centre zoning under three broad headings. I picked these up in my main statement, but broadly they're the pedestrian safety and activity connections, the potential reduction of heavy traffic movements through the intersection, and enhanced connectivity to the surrounding local road network. And I'll address each of those in turn. So safety and activity connections, particularly for pedestrians. The potential for future retail and complementary activity in this quadrant of the local centre zone would contribute to a mix and variety of uses, some of which Mr. Sofo has just discussed, including those expectations of the activity on the school site in that northwest quadrant. In my professional experience, I've found that a well-functioning local centre includes a range of activities dispersed spatially within the centre, meaning that vehicle travel between elements of that centre can be minimised by way of parking in one location and walking to other locations, and served in an appropriate manner anticipated in this location, which will include bus stops, footpaths and pedestrian phases of the traffic signals. The joint witness statement prepared as part of the expert conferencing on this matter, I didn't attend that conferencing myself, identified concerns that a minor arterial road passing through a local centre would provide a barrier to movement, particularly pedestrians. I don't agree with that. There are numerous examples elsewhere around Hamilton and across New Zealand where local centres are deliberately located at an intersection point. I agree with Mr. Black on behalf of the council that there are no adverse safety effects for pedestrians or cyclists crossing the intersection should a supermarket be developed as anticipated, as requested by Woolworths on this western side. Second point, reduction of heavy traffic movements through the intersection. The development of a major food retailer such as a supermarket within the local centre zone, as indicated in the concept plan, would at least be likely to attract customers, customer vehicle movements through the signalised intersection and potentially through the main street section on that eastern side of the intersection. The Woolworths site, in comparison, has the ability to minimise the intensity and number of truck and other servicing vehicles by deliveries accessing from the west and south. The relief sought by Woolworths would avoid the need for supermarket-related trips by heavy vehicles to use that main street section, and this was agreed upon by Mr. Black in his rebuttal statement. While he considers that the relief would have only a small reduction in heavy traffic through that intersection, it's my evidence that by reducing the overall number of customer and servicing vehicles having to pass through the Peacocks-Whatakururu intersection, this would potentially have numerous flow-on effects such as reduced queuing, reduced delays, and reduced vehicle emissions. The ease of access could encourage customers to use the local centre, and to otherwise have more heavy vehicles passing through the intersection would not be in keeping with the high quality and convenience of pedestrian and non-motorised users expected to use that section of Main Street.
Sorry, I just have a question, and it might be a silly question, but
no, they're never silly.
In terms of the heavy transport and the servicing needs of the supermarket, does that generally occur outside of the times that pedestrian shoppers would be utilising the supermarket anyway, so that there is only a low prospect of there being a conflict, or is that not the case?
There are general trends, and there are always exceptions, that there are many deliveries that get made through the course of the middle part of the day. Some sites have specific windows of servicing, primarily on the basis of amenity constraints. But the main deliveries of the larger semi-trailer articulated vehicles do occur either early morning, so 7 till 9, or later into the evening, depending on particular servicing schedules. So there is a general trend that they try and avoid the busy times just for safety and convenience on behalf of customers. But also to fit in with their own schedules. But there are a number of deliveries that are made by probably the smaller sorts of vehicles through the course of the day.
Sorry, may I just add a couple of comments on that? Mr. McKenzie is certainly right in that there are instances where the schedule or the timing for delivery trucks is restricted through the resources. So that can be depending on the location and the quantities. But most of the delivery tend to happen early in the day. So the larger trucks, particularly around, particularly for fresh produce, as you would expect. So the schedule starts from around 7 o'clock in the morning. And the delivery schedule is quite tight. So at any time, you may see one or two trucks on site from about 7 to about 9 o'clock. Then it becomes less frequent and spread out throughout the day because there's, I guess, less time
present. Just whilst we're on the traffic thing, what's the for minor arterial? What's the peak design vehicles per peak hour? Or even more importantly, what's your expectations for Peacock Road?
For Peacock Road, I'm not as familiar with the traffic modelling that's been undertaken by council, but the expectations for a minor arterial are typically in the range of up to around 20,000 vehicles a day, broadly 2,000 vehicles per hour in the peak hour. And so from there you can say, okay, that might be a design capacity. That the expectation will be that over the course of the development of the Peacocks land plan change 5, generally those volumes may not be expected for another 10, 15, yeah. 20 years.
Yeah, certainly. And I mean, with the north-south southern links, I mean, that's going to take a lot of traffic off.
That's right, yes. So that's intended to be the primary through link with those connections east-west connecting into the north-south arterial. Just picking up on the aspect of connectivity to the local road network, so beyond this, these two minor arterial roads, I consider that the proposed inclusion of the Woolworths land within the local centre zone maximises the ability of any future developments to connect to the secondary local road network along the western and southern boundaries of the Woolworths site. Such opportunities are more limited for a supermarket within the local centre zone on the eastern side. It provides an opportunity to make use of some local roading connections, and as I said, Mr. Penny, on behalf of Adair, had indicated a Bridge Street route, potentially with another set of traffic lights connecting into Peacocks Road. So there is an ability for the potential supermarket site on the eastern side to connect into one local road, but my view of the Woolworths site is that has a potential local road connection on two of its boundaries, so that traffic approaching may have the opportunity to use those local road connections for site access rather than the minor arterial activity. So in overall terms, I consider that the development of the supermarket within the southwestern quadrant of the intersection and its ability to connect into future indicative local road connections promotes an appropriate level of connectivity and network function in this western part of the plan change area. It could also lessen the number of heavy and customer vehicle movements through the intersection compared with a supermarket on the eastern side. I consider that the location of a supermarket on the Woolworths site would be a key component of an integrated land use activity pattern within the Peacock area. It will enable the essential food shopping activities to be undertaken within the Peacocks area rather than having residents travel outside. Will reduce the overall extent of travel generated by those residents and will give the opportunity for alternative travel modes for both customers and staff in terms of the walking and cycling and public transport, which increasingly supermarkets are providing for shorter stay visits. It's not just your weekly shop. So as Mr. Sofo had indicated, potentially parents waiting for kids to pick up after school may make a small shop at the supermarket. So there are an increasing number of smaller value purchases made at supermarkets. In my opinion, the fact that there is a road passing through the local centre is not intrinsically a barrier to pedestrian movement or safety. There are numerous examples elsewhere around Hamilton and across New Zealand where local centres are deliberately located at an intersection point. These have been the traditional points of interaction that have led to the development of commerce. I do not see any major concern with the positioning of the local centre zone on both sides of the minor arterial. From an overall roading network connection point of view, and building upon my earlier comments around supermarket-generated heavy vehicle movements along the main street east of the signals, I remain of the view that the location of the supermarket shown in the concept plan will generate more customer and vehicle movements through the intersection of Peacocks Road and Whakaruru Road compared to the alternative of a supermarket on the Woolworths site. In summary, there's nothing from a transportation point of view that would, in my opinion, indicate there being any significant transportation strategy, operation or safety issue with the relief sought by Woolworths. Happy to answer anything else.
Thank you, Mr. McKenzie. You've magicked us.
Thank you for the opportunity. Yeah.
Thanks, Don.
Right.
Call Mr. Heath.
Afternoon, Commissioners.
Welcome, Mr. Heath.
No problem. I've just got a couple of paragraphs on my summary to make, then a couple of comments to make on some of the rebuttal statements from Mr. Akers and Mr. Balker, and all these notes we made available through legal counsel. Well,
thank you.
And then happy to take questions. I must say from the outset, there seems to be a lot of heat generated in the economic sphere, which I'm a bit bemused by, so I'll try and work work the way through that, because I think it's a little bit unnecessary and gone off pitch quite a bit.
Yeah, we're unaffected by heat.
So I'll just try and lay it out a bit more pragmatically for you, because I don't think we're poles apart as maybe some of the evidence appears to be read by.
Over to you to make the case.
So just in summarising some of my qualifications and et cetera in my main evidence, in summary of my main points, and in my view, the Woolworths site in the Peacock Local Centre Zone would deliver a more accessible, competitive, functional and economically efficient and higher performing local centre based around the centre's critical asset, which is Peacock's Road. It would also deliver a centre that better meets the objectives of the Peacock Structure Plan, and in my view would not dilute the performance, vitality and vibrancy of the local centre zone activity on the eastern side of Peacock's Road. The vast majority of supermarket shoppers prefer to go directly to the store, shop, load their car and leave. It is typically a specific purpose trip. This is the practical reality. However, this does not diminish the propensity for shoppers to undertake cross-shopping on the same trip if they so desire. With the proposed Woolworths car parks more proximate to the proposed Main Street than many car parks will be provided on the eastern side of Peacock's Road. Additionally, the Woolworths supermarket shoppers are not lost to the centre if they do not undertake cross-shopping on a specific trip to the supermarket, as they will visit the centre's other stores on an alternate trip. I.e. their demand and their vibrancy to the centre can still add to the Main Street when they undertake that trip. It's not lost to the centre. Having both supermarkets on one side of Peacock Road, in my view, has limited impact on the economic efficiency and cross-shopping opportunities of the centre. What is more important is having the centre's supermarkets in locations where they can operate, function efficiently with minimal accessibility friction for the community. This will provide the most benefit to the community and the centre. Balancing all the economic considerations, the potential economic outcomes of the centre's supermarkets being located within the extent of the local centre as currently proposed, the Woolworths proposal is considered likely to generate significantly more economic benefits for the Peacock community and local businesses relative to the local centre position identified in the SP. So I'll just move on to making some comments in response to Mr. Akers' rebuttal. Synthesising down what Mr. Akers has outlined, there seems to be sort of three main issues or threads where there seems to be variation and or difference of opinion. And this seems to be based on the size of the centre, the location and the role and function. The latter two are my primary concern or focus. In terms of centre size, Mr. Akers has indicated he believes he's identified a factual mistake in my evidence where I refer to the 40%. The 40% figure is not something I've generated. That's something that is taken directly out of his work and the Market Economics Report of 2020 in the conclusion, paragraph 3. That's not something I've generated. I'm just referring to the percentage that he's adopted in the ME report. In that same paragraph, the ME report states a suburban centre of 11,900 GFA by 2043, increasing to 12,700 by 2048. At the same time, the network centres can also provide an approximately 3,100 square metres. Adding those two figures together gives you the 15,800 of the 2048 total. That figure is 40% of the 39,100 GFA identified in that same paragraph. So that's where the 40% came from. However, the 2020 ME report conclusion appears to have erroneously applied the 40% to only the PSP area and not the total catchment of 48,000. So the report determines in 3.6. So there's in the Market Economics report, there's three sort of areas they've identified as part of the catchment. They've got the PSP area, then I think they've got the catchment to the south and the catchment to the north. They've applied the 40% only to the PSP area, not the total catchment. So that's where the difference comes from.
Yeah.
So So this would indicate a discrepancy because Mr. Akers now in the rebuttal statement appears to be applying to the total catchment of 48,000. So when I was referring to what I think is a more appropriate internalisation rate of 50%, not 40%, I'm referring to that. So, to simplify it down, the growth from 40% to 50% internalisation is a 25% increase, so that's where the 25% comes from. To clarify my position, the 2020 ME report determines a sustainable suburban centre of 12,700 square metres GFA, which when divided by the total catchment of 48,000, equates to 26% of the 2048 market. Adding my 25% increase to the ME reports of 12,700 increases the total Peacock local centre zone to 15,875 square metres. That equates to 33% of the 2048 figure. I think what some parties may have done is tried to apply 50% to the total spend generated, not the localised convenience. Therefore, my increased percentage only equates to an additional 3,175 square metres GFA. Excuse me. And the 33% that equates to is well within the 40% figure that Mr. Akers himself adopts. Mr. Akers' comparison in his rebuttal evidence compares 40% from the 2020 ME report, Peacock catchment retention rate, and assumes all of this is retained in the suburban centre. This is clearly not the case, and is not the case with my proportional 50%. You can't apply a 40% proportion of a total catchment to one centre when in this instance there's a suburban or a local centre in conjunction with a little cluster or a range of neighbourhood centres. You must apply it to the whole catchment, to all the centres across the catchment. As identified near the retention rate for the Peacock Suburban Centre, with my higher rate, it would move from 26% to 33%, i.e. 12,700 to 15,875. This, in my view, invalidates Mr. Akers' concerns regarding the Peacock Suburban Centre growing to a level where it is an inappropriate role or function. For clarity, my 25% increase in spend I've utilised relates to what I consider the likely resulting increase from the potential development of two full department supermarkets. As identified in the 2020 ME report, the 40% figure was based on one large supermarket or two medium-sized supermarkets of around 2,500 square metres. A population base of 25,000 plus more is more than sufficient to sustain two full department supermarkets of up to 4,000 square metres. These large supermarkets would increase retail internalisation in the catchment and attract a higher sales level. And it's for that reason I've gone for a 50%.
Sorry, did you say to sustain two supermarkets of 4,000 or 4,500? Sorry.
Just up to 4,000.
Up to 4,000, yep. Thank you.
So this higher internalisation rate would attract higher sales levels, increase shopping visits, and therefore increase cross-shopping potential to the centre. As identified above, the implication for the local centre zone is this would increase the retail spend from 26% to 33%. Regardless of the fact that Mr. Akers has subsequently assessed his retention rate that contradicts the one clearly stated in the 2020 report, my position is not predicated on the overall size of the centre, but the location and efficiency of the centre as a whole, and that's what I'll move on to now. Mr. Akers outlines under the heading centre location in paragraph 15 of his rebuttal that his position provides sufficient capacity for two supermarkets and this helps ensure economic efficiency. This statement has nothing to do with the location of the centre, as Woolworth's proposal also provides sufficient capacity for a two supermarket centre. Therefore, based on Mr. Akers' theory, the Woolworths proposal must also ensure economic efficiency as it provides sufficient capacity. It is not a land quantum issue, but a location efficiency issue. Location efficiency issue. There is nothing provided by Mr. Akers under his location section in his rebuttal that would alter my view that the Woolworths proposal represents a more efficient outcome for the Peacock Suburban Centre than the PC5 proposal. This is because the Woolworths proposal is likely to result in a higher level of efficiency and cross-shopping opportunities than the PC5 proposal, in my view. As outlined in my primary statement, the car park in the Woolworths proposal would entail less walking distance to the main street than many internalised supermarket car parks on the eastern side of Peacock Road. As such, the practical outcome of the Woolworths proposal is not diametrically opposed to economic efficiency as purported to Mr. Akers, but represents a more economically efficient outcome as Peacock Road does not represent lost cross-shopping opportunities for shoppers who want to undertake such. A higher performing, accessible and efficient supermarket attracts more shoppers. Higher spend, more people are required to go to the shop, thereby increasing the total number of shoppers and shopping visits to the local centre. On this basis, the Woolworths proposal would increase cross-shopping opportunities through attracting a higher total volume of shoppers to the centre. That has to occur if you have a higher performing supermarket. So, i.e., the Woolworths proposal grows the market and is not simply a redistribution of the same market size. And that's, I think, quite an important point, is that having a supermarket or two supermarkets in the centres that perform at level X is fine. If there is a location within that centre where that supermarket can perform at a higher level, it attracts a higher number of people, so it actually increases the size of the total shopper visits to the centre. So it's not just a redistribution of the deck chairs. The implication of Mr. Akers' position is that the corner sites are less economically efficient than internalised centre sites with no or limited road frontage or an access. Most retails and centre developers I've worked alongside in New Zealand over the last two decades always gravitate to corner sites for efficiency, accessibility, profile and economic performance reasons. So I'm surprised with Mr. Akers' position in that regard. Just a couple of comments on the role and function aspect. Mr. Akers in paragraph 42 of his rebuttal under the heading Centre Scale and Role suggests it is incorrect to couch the Peacock Suburban Centre as a convenience centre. He provides no evidence to support his opinion. There is no doubt in my mind that a local suburban centre on the outskirts of Hamilton's southern urban fringe, based around two supermarkets, will be dominated by convenience store types, retail and commercial services. Most traditional town centres and suburban centres around main urban areas of New Zealand have been impacted by shopping mall and LFR developments to the point where they are now heavily reliant on convenience store types to remain relevant. I've just listed some examples here of Birkenhead, Northcote and Browns Bay in the North Shore in Auckland, Ellerslie, Avondale and Panmure, Auckland Central, and Dinsdale, Frankton and Hamilton East in Hamilton here. These centres 30, 40 years ago had a higher role and function than what they do today as a result of shopping mall development and LFR development in the areas that they're located. All these centres had higher order role and function in the market, pre-mall and LFR centres. To suggest the Peacock Centre is not going to be dominated by convenience store types or have its primary function as convenience is without basis and devoid of market realities in my view. Just a couple of comments in response to Mr. Balker's rebuttal. Mr. Balker agrees with me that supermarkets are anchor stores for the local centres and are the main attractors. In my view, zoning the Woolworths site to enable a supermarket will clearly add to the success of the proposed centre. In paragraph 8 of his reply, Mr. Balker suggests the Woolworths proposal will generate an excessive amount of retail capacity. Zoning by itself does not deliver excessive amounts of retail capacity, the market does. If there is no market demand for additional supply, the market will unlikely deliver it. He then states in the same paragraph that there is potential for the Woolworths proposal to lead to long-term vacancies on the eastern side of Peacock Road. This admission by default indicates Mr. Balker has concerns the provision on the eastern side of Peacock Road is inferior to the Woolworths site and not well located to meet market or retail requirements long-term. If PC5 proposal was the most efficient location to meet market sector retail demand, he should not hold such concerns. In paragraph 11 of Mr. Bowker's rebuttal, he states an over of supply in retail in Hamilton Market and the size of Chartwell, the base and centre place. This is irrelevant for determining demand for convenience activity in the identified Peacock catchment and the most efficient location to service this demand. The Peacock local centre will not undermine the base or any of those other centres he's identified. Mr. Balcom, paragraph 13, states that the Peacock structure plan area will capture spend of $281 million by 248, therefore supporting 39,100 square metres of GFA. That's taken out of the ME report. But again, it appears Mr. Bowker has made the same error as Mr. Akers by referencing only the Peacock structure plan figure, not the total catchment figure. If you look at the total catchment figure, correcting that error, the retail spend generated equates to $344 million, not $281 million, and 48,000 square metres, not 39,100 square metres. And all this is set out in figure 3.6 of the 2020 ME report. This flows through to Mr. Bowker's paragraph 16E, where he agrees ME's assessment of catchment demand equating to 12,700 commercial and retail area. As outlined earlier in the summary, the 12,700 GFA is not catchment demand, but only demand from the PSP area. And it appears if Mr. Bowker's relying on those figures, he's relying on incorrect interpretation of the ME report. Finally, in terms of the role of the Peacock Local Centre in paragraph 17 of his reply, Mr. Bowker does not agree convenience is the primary function of the Peacock Local Centre. I'm unsure how Mr. Bowker is applying the word convenience, but from a retail economic perspective, the local centre provision is dominated by convenience store types. And I've provided in the list in my notes, which you'll get, examples in my appendix here to assist the understanding of the retail and commercial service store types I'm referring to when I talk about convenience activities and how I'm applying the term. As such, I hold my view that the Peacock Local Centre will primarily function as a convenience centre for the community. This function is not altered by the Woolworths proposal. In conclusion, the main issue in contention is not whether a local centre should be provided in this general location, but the extent and position of the local centre and what site is going to give the highest level of efficiency and performance. There is no additional economic material provided by Mr. Akers' rebuttal or Mr. Bowker's reply statement that makes me alter my view that the Woolworths proposal represents a more appropriate, practical, economically efficient, high-performing and functional centre for Peacock. Peacock Road is not a deterrent to cross-shopping opportunities, and the local centre, with the inclusion of Woolworths, represents a more efficient outcome. And happy to take any questions.
I suspect we need your written report before us before we can really interrogate that, because that's fairly condensed and fairly rapid. I'll just see. Yeah, so sooner we can get those notes
sure,
in your...
We can do that at the break and send it through to Mr. Rice.
Yep, okay. because obviously there's a lot of subtext in that we need to pick through.
I'm happy to hold over and come back after lunch.
Yep.
Any questions?
Yep. All right, thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Mr. Brown?
Yes, right. Apologies for the kindergarten chair that you're all having to sit in.
It's
deliberately
floor,
to make you feel uncomfortable, you know. It's a very special tactic.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Commissioners. I've prepared a summary of my evidence that I'm just proposing to read through that.
Right. You don't have copies for us to follow you?
I can provide a copy after.
Okay. Thank you.
My qualification and experience are as set out in my evidence in chief dated 16 September. The Peacock area has been signalled as a location for urban growth for a considerable period of time. The Peacock Structure Plan was created in 2007 and reviewed in 2012 through full public consultation processes and is incorporated into the operative district plan. The operative Peacock Structure Plan identifies the local centre at the transport route intersection at Peacocks Road and the East-West Minor Arterial Road, with retail and traffic-oriented activities on all four corners of the intersection. I consider that the proposed local centre zone should be extended to include the Woolworths site, located to the west of Peacocks Road, in accordance with the operative structure plan. In my opinion, the proposed extent and placement of the local centre zone in Plan Change 5 will not result in an optimum outcome for the local centre in terms of amenity and efficiency. The current proposal, which positions the entire local centre to the east of Peacocks Road, does not take sufficient advantage of the prominent frontage that is available at the intersection of Peacocks Road and the proposed east-west minor arterial road. I consider that the profile and accessibility provided by the roads at this location is a significant benefit that will contribute to the success of the centre. My assessment is focused on a supermarket locating on the Woolworths site, given that Woolworths is a supermarket developer and operator. In my opinion, the evidence before the panel clearly demonstrates the site is optimal for a successful supermarket to develop without undermining the rest of the local centre. Supermarkets are inevitably more car-oriented than smaller format retail activities because consumers need to transport often large quantities of grocery items back to their homes. The amendments to the geographical extent of the local centre that I support would provide a logical separation of different retail categories and enable more efficient servicing of the supermarket from the existing and proposed minor arterial roads. I consider it essential that Peacocks Road not act as a barrier to pedestrian movement, irrespective of whether the Woolworths site is included in the local centre or not. Much of the potential walkable catchment for the proposed local centre is undevelopable due to the river, gully and proposed open space. This is far from ideal from an integrated centre and, in my opinion, not consistent with a well-functioning urban environment. If Peacocks Road were to operate as a significant barrier for pedestrian movement, the proposed local centre would then be left with only around 30% of its potential walkable catchment. In my opinion, the integration of the local centre with the Peacock community would be significantly improved if the local centre were extended to the west to include the Woolworths site. The walkable catchment of the centre would then be less affected by constraints that limit both access and population density within the surrounding land. I consider that to be an outcome that must be better for the performance and health of the centre overall. A supermarket location to the rear of the main shopping street, such as in the position shown in the Adair concept plan, will provide poor accessibility for the supermarket and encourage cars and heavy vehicles into the pedestrian-focused retail street. The Peacock Local Centre Design Guide makes it clear that the main street is to accommodate fine-grain retail activity with active street frontages and small footprints. Larger commercial activities, such as the supermarket, are to be located outside of the main street. I accept these principles as being sound from a planning perspective and consider that they can be given effect to by inclusion of the Woolworths site in the local centre zone. In my opinion, the Woolworths site provides a desirable supermarket location for the supermarket operator and the general public. The corner site will enable well-understood supermarket design imperatives, including a pedestrian-friendly entrance, convenient parking, high visibility, and separated servicing areas to be achieved without undermining the main street. For this local centre to be successful, the supermarket needs to be successful. I consider that there is no value in shoehorning a supermarket into a suboptimal position in a centre where its operations are compromised and constrained, as this will ultimately be to the detriment of the centre overall. In my opinion, a better approach is to locate the supermarket on a site where it can operate effectively while also integrating appropriately with the rest of the centre. In my opinion, the Woolworths site is the ideal location for establishment of the supermarket within the proposed local centre. It is a flat site of sufficient size with regular dimensions and three frontages to existing or proposed roads. It is accessible to a greater number of people, including residents within the walkable catchment and people from the wider area using the proposed arterial road network. The Woolworths site is not an outer centre location. Its distance is effectively, the distance between the two is effectively not much longer than this room we're in at the moment. It will be entirely integrated with the balance of the local centre, together with the school, transport hub and the surrounding residential area. The Woolworths site is, quite literally, just across the road from the proposed main street and able to be accessed through the signalised pedestrian crossing. I consider that alternative sites within the current proposed extent of the local centre zone are subject to greater constraints. I have reviewed the existing and proposed rules and standards from the Hamilton District Plan and Plan Change 5 that relate to these constraints. While it seems unlikely that buildings or works within the areas of constraint would be prevented from establishing, the relevant provisions are likely to specifically require resource consent for some works and set higher information requirements and compliance costs. In my opinion, that would not contribute to efficient development of the local centre, nor provide a level of certainty that is conducive to investment decisions. I consider that it is essential that appropriate pedestrian access is facilitated across Peacocks Road in order to provide a local centre that is integrated with its surrounding catchment. Whatever the final design of the Peacocks Road minor arterial, it will have a signalised intersection that facilitates convenient and safe crossing. So any concerns that may arise regarding the potential for Peacocks Road to form a barrier to the efficient movement of pedestrians between different parts of the local centre are unfounded. If that were not the case, children could not access the school on foot from the residential area to the east of Peacocks Road, and passengers using the northbound public transport services would not be able to access the local centre or their homes to the east of Peacocks Road. Appropriate integration of the Woolworths site also ensures suitable integration of the surrounding catchment west of Peacocks Road. I have no concerns about the size of the local centre and any potential for adverse retail distribution effects. The proposed 20,000 square metre cap on GFA will ensure that the centre does not distort the retail hierarchy. Any land within the local centre that is not taken up by commercial development can be appropriately developed for high density residential uses, as enabled through the additional flexibility sought by ADEA and supported by the council. Land adjacent to the Waikato River gully system and proposed open space would be suitable for high density residential development, in my opinion, due to the amenity in these areas and because the small footprints are able to accommodate the mixed contour better than larger format commercial uses. My conclusion is that I consider the proposed local centre should be extended across Peacocks Road to include the Woolworths site. In my opinion, this provides an appropriate location for a supermarket to serve the local centre and provides for an outcome that does not undermine the council's intentions for the main street. As discussed by Ms. Arthur Young and Mr. Shaw, Woolworths would accept a level of control in the provisions to ensure the outcome that it proposes and intends to deliver will occur. The simplest way, in my view, to achieve this and alleviate any concerns about a substantial specialty retail offering on the Woolworths site is to impose a site-specific retail cap. I have amended the version of the provisions that are attached to the Section 42A report to alter the proposed retail rule. My amendments insert an additional permitted activity performance standard to limit the total GFA on the Woolworths site to 500 square metres, excluding supermarkets. A development on the Woolworths site that exceeds this threshold would be assessed as a discretionary activity. That quantum of retail is nominal, but it would provide Woolworths with the flexibility to achieve any required urban design outcomes if necessary in order to obtain a resource consent for development on the site. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brown.
Sir, just before we proceed with questioning, I'm wondering, given that we're just doing some printing for you, and my apologies again that I didn't organize that overnight, including with the drafting, would it be helpful if we took a 5-minute break? I could get those two things printed for you, and if you had any questions on the provisions.
Sure. How long would you need?
I think we can get them printed with Mr. Rice now, if that would assist.
We could take a half hour lunch break now, and we could resume with that.
If that would be helpful, then I can
call
Mr. Heath and then...
Yes. Great. Okay, so if we take a half hour, we'll resume at 15:15. If as soon as you've got those, you can wheel them through through Steve, and then we can have a quick peruse
over the break. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
No, that's good. All right, let's take a break till 15:15. Thank you.